But I think it's because I hadn't had it for a long time. And then you get it where it's so powerful.
That's the way doses of me are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. If you don't get it very often, when you do get it, it's very powerful.
Right, exactly.
Traveling man, we cross lines. I shed a few words on my mind. He looked at me, laughed and sang a silly song. Traveling man walked away a fool. Traveling man, traveling man. Bliss of a fool is the dance of a dame.
You just returned from a trip. Your family is a traveling family. And it makes sense, but if you travel, you likely have a better emotional and psychological wellness overall than someone who does not. You may have people you've come across or know that really don't ever go anywhere and haven't for so long. There is an interesting limitation that comes from people who have lived like that. Would you agree?
I agree.
Yeah. And do you know anybody like that?
I do. Well, I know people who don't go anywhere. I know people who go to the same spot all the time.
Over and over. Like,
and
yeah,
I think
your wife's
just,
family did
yeah,
that. Or...
I think that's just a lot of people go to the same cottage, same lake, same whatever, time and time again. There's just too much out there to see, you know? You're looking at the same stuff.
While there are places you would return to, is there anything that you haven't seen or done that you say, you know, I think we got to do that?
Well, this year was supposed to be Utah. Time just got away from us.
In the
By
winter,
the
you don't want to go
decided,
in the winter.
It's like, well, I don't want to go this time of year.
Yeah.
It would have been, you know, who knows? As of now, we found out they had a nice summer in October. You know, I mean, it would have been all right. So that's our plan next year again, because that's the place I was supposed to go to, like 42 years ago.
Tell me about that. Did I know this?
Yeah, I told you. Out of high school, when all you guys were going away to college, and then you got your bye-bye job, and you left Illinois. Then I said, well, you know what? Let me live before I settle down. I want to live in at least the four parts of the U.S. Let me go. So I started in California.
You did, yeah.
And then from there, I wanted to live in the Southwest, south. So I went to Texas.
Right, you did that.
Then I wanted to do the East. So we did the New Hampshire, Massachusetts
Correct.
Thing. Then I wanted to go out to Utah, Wyoming, Montana area. I was one of those three states I wanted to do the year stint and then come back, you know, to Illinois or whatever. And the time when I came back from then, that's when I met my wife, and I never made it to, because that was my next move. So I never made it there. So all these years I've been saying, we're going to go there, we're going to go there. And 42 years later, we still
working on it.
This was going to be the year, but because time ran out, we said, no, we'll just head down there. And I didn't want to deal with real cold weather yet. It just wasn't, you know, sometimes you just don't want to feel it, you know. I said, nah,
there's plenty of time for that.
I want to keep the shorts on, you know. But yep. Next year, that's the deal.
Traveling man, traveling man. Bring that man back to the van.
you probably are already aware of this, but for some reason, happiness levels are higher in people who spend more time in the sun. That seems reasonable.
I would think that's true.
Well, you might interpret this to mean get out into nature and enjoy yourself, and that's certainly good advice. The phenomenon, though, is technically related to a chemical reaction that your body has in the warming rays of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say we, most of us, have had that. If it's been rainy for several days and the sun comes out, there's a calming effect almost.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you've always been a worshiper.
Always. Vitamin D, you get right there, baby. Not only that, if you notice, a lot of people, I would rather sit by the window where the sun is on me than sit off in a corner, even though it's a sunny room, you know. Whereas if the sun were coming through that window, I would prefer to sit in that couch than to sit like where you're at. Vitamin D, you get right there, baby.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. It's all right. No, 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 no. It's all right.
By the way, which of the senses is your favorite? I meant to ask you that, and I always forgot.
Well, it was sight.
That's true. Yeah, it was. You're letting that one go. What's your new one?
Yeah. I like smell.
You like?
Yeah. Touching that, Like when I go to a meal, I like the smell that.
That's very Viking of you, you know?
Not that I'm going to shove my nose down on a plate, but, you eat. You eat with smell, besides taste.
Megaphone marauders beating down my battered door. Master of the soapbox gonna shout a little more. Tin Pan Alley Tomcat said I'd be a millionaire. I lost my sense of time. I didn't even care. I try believing in the goodness of man. I learned my lesson. He took all I had, turned around and ran. Yeah, man, it's still a crazy world. Guess some things are never gonna change. Yeah, man, what you gonna do? It's harder every day. Just trying to make it through, it's true. Maybe Judgment Day is overdue.
Do you think as you view the world today, Vince, that the world is in much worse shape, there's more crime and it's more terrible than ever before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is the only
you
time...
You said that too quick.
Oh, no, there's no doubt in my mind. And not only that, this is probably the first time... It's funny because in our conversations at these hotel bars, somebody would always bring something up. And the main thing is I never experienced so much hate... just for what you're thinking, you know. You're never going to change their mind. So,
So don't try. You shouldn't.
I literally grew up in a household that probably had two Democrats, three Republicans, and a Libertarian, and we all got along because you're never going to change their mind.
That's right.
So why do it, you know? Nothing I can say is going to convince you. But that was always a conversation, you know. Somebody always brought that up. It's like, well, you know, what are you going to do? I'm not going to change your mind. Why am I going to argue over it with
you,
you know? But it was just, a lot of them said, yeah, you know, it's just the hate, you know. We used to be able to talk, and now it's not. But going into cities, now I talk to guys from Ohio, You know, Florida, well, Florida, they were pretty well protected. But New York, oh my God, just like us, I wouldn't go in the city now. I wouldn't go in Chicago. That's not safe.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's, and not only that, I think I've never been more fearful of us as an overall country being, you know, taken advantage of, so to say.
Do you think that your parents left the world better than they found it?
I think my parents did.
Okay. When
you think about it. Think about what they went. I mean, you know, all the conflicts that they had encountered.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just think about the, you know, World War II, all the other Vietnam, all that. You know, they weren't so involved. But for their generation, when you think about when my dad was 20 and how he lived to where he was when he was 90 and how he lived, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would agree. Do you think
But here's the question. Do you think that our generation, when we leave, will leave it better, as much in a better position as our parents did?
That's a really good question, and it's a scary one to consider answering.
And that includes your children. So are you raising even the next generation to be productive and working, or want to sit around and just think, I want the government to pay for my stuff?
Well, I wasn't even going to go down that road.
Well, whatever. I mean,
but you asked,
just trying to make, you know, the world a
I know
better
you were
place.
You were asking the question.
Yeah.
Do I think that my generation, our generation, is on track to leave the world a better place than they got it?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'd have to say no.
I know. Right now at this point,
I'm embarrassed.
Think so. Yeah.
I mean,
this is probably the first time I've ever feared another country in my life living in the United States.
Who do you fear?
Well, I mean, you fear China now. North Korea and Russia. I mean, really, are we really capable of defending ourselves against them?
That I don't know.
That's what I mean. You know,
yeah.
I mean, before, you know, you had the, you know, the war hogs and all this.
If we were all together in this country, I would say yes.
Yeah, but we were. You know, I'm just saying, I felt safe, and you know, like, I don't think, you know, Russia's going to invade or anything. You know, growing up, I never did. Or we get into a conflict.
Hey,
actually,
we hid
not
under
true.
Our desks.
Yeah, you know, we had the JFK thing.
And we hid under our desks
Cuba.
In
yes,
practice.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. That's a hard, you know.
Well, I just initially.
I think that right now, if I were to die, I would say I left it in the worst spot.
Yeah, right now, I think our generation is on track for not doing well.
Yeah.
However, we got a few years left.
True.
So maybe we can do something with that and just like pull it up at the finish line.
Yeah.
For the kids.
I like
that come,
the arrow going up.
Yeah.
Rather
nose
than,
up the arrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the kids coming behind us will maybe do better.
Forget about that first 90 years, just our last 2 years.
Yeah.
Megaphone marauders beating down my battered door. Master of the soapbox gonna shout a little more. Tin Pan Alley Tomcat said I'd be a millionaire. I lost my sense of time, I didn't even care. I try believing, believing in the goodness of man. I learned my lesson, he took all I had, turned around and ran. Yeah, man, it's still a crazy world. I guess some things are never gonna change. Yeah, man, what you gonna do? It's harder every day, just trying to make it through. It's true. Maybe Judgment Day is overdue.
Do you go to confession?
In my own way.
Okay, so you're like everybody else.
And
I think,
you know, you shamed
McDonald's
me out of Catholicism early on.
Yeah.
Especially after we got our licenses, but even before that.
Yeah. See, that's evil. That's a sin right there.
I know you got a mortal sin on
that.
You, buddy.
You created that by taking, you'd rather drive a car Didn't go to church.
Even when we were walking, you were talking.
That's true.
Nature's weak, telling you something's wrong. It's nature's weak, telling you in a song. It's nature's way of receiving you. It's nature's way of retrieving you. It's nature's way of telling you something's wrong. It's nature's way of telling you from the breeze. It's nature's way.
You probably hear occasionally in the news feeds that you look at of people that have gone sideways with nature in an animal sense. They've found themselves with a bear, shark.
I just saw one, a bear charging a guy.
And
wouldn't that scare the crap out of you?
If you had to have a bad encounter with an animal, but you could choose the animal.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to survive it, but it's going to be a bad encounter.
See, I've seen the bear charge video where he charged a guy. And I've seen a lion, as he's shooting at it with his rifle, charge him. And out of those two, that bear, man, you hear that grunting. And he was like maybe 400 yards away, and he kept, you know, and the guy's yelling, you know, and doing everything he was supposed to. And he just kept
the bear
coming,
didn't get
man.
The memo.
He just kept, and you could hear a grunting. And then as it got closer, you could actually hear the paws hitting the ground. It's like, whoa. Apparently this guy had, I think, like a .44 or something. So he had to shoot it. But it was coming to him.
And was it just one shot? Boom.
I know. He shot, I think, three shots. He probably didn't need it, but he was, I mean, you could tell. And then when he showed it, when it was dead on the thing, I mean, it's huge. It's massive. You know, I mean, that bear, I don't know, man. But then you think, what about some of them snakes, you know? You see those guys wrestle those anacondas that are, you know, 18
feet. So if you have
long.
To have an encounter.
Yeah, what would you want? I don't want to, well, I wouldn't want to be a snake. Not by snake, I'm not, snakes.
I don't know.
I don't like something, I would, you know, I mean, are you going to survive it?
Yeah, you'll survive it.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I don't know, would you want something to go real quick, you know? I mean, a bear, you know, they'd probably take a while, don't they play with
they
you
They all
a
would
while?
Take a while.
Yeah.
Even a croc taking you down
well,
is going to take a
too.
Little while.
Well, if it's drown you, how quick can they?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, they do that twisting and keep you under.
Yeah, you got a minute or so.
Yeah. Shark? Yeah. It'd have to be pretty big to bite you in half. You know, if you're going to, even then, it wouldn't be. None of them are instant.
Which
are
half
they?
Do you want to be? I mean.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
He takes the top part down, the bottom part's
I don't
free.
Know. I mean, I don't know. What would you want? If you had to do between a shark, a tiger, or lion, or a bear?
Boy.
Or
okay.
A snake. Snakes would freak me out already. I'm not a snake person.
Boy, I don't know. I mean, they're all three bad
the
news.
The lion, when that came run, that came fast. And when he put the last shot into it, he stepped out of the way. Apparently, it was the shot that killed the lion. But, I mean, it was in the air. It just flew right. I mean, it was... It did not stop, and he was pumping. I'm sure. Just think of the fear you're having. You're trying to aim,
yeah.
And this thing's running at you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be awfully hard to maintain, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think a bear though would scare me more than a tiger, maybe. I don't know. Just because of the sheer size.
I don't know if you could pick one over the other.
I'm
an okay swimmer, but I don't know. Yeah. I guess I got a shot because I could punch the shark one time, and maybe
it
works.
If you saw it coming.
If I saw it coming.
That's, you know, half the time they don't even see it coming. Whereas at least
Crocs are scary, too.
Yeah, it's going, yeah. Yeah, those are.
I think you got your most time waiting on the bear run.
Probably.
So I'm going to go bear.
That would be, you know, you could shoot it, you know.
Well, if I have a gun, yeah, but if.
Well, as long as you're going to survive.
I didn't say how you'd survive.
Or like if you run to your vehicle, we're able to get into it and take off.
Or you have to fight, but you win.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was you could tell he was in the middle of nowhere. And I don't know, I mean, it takes a person, a different type of person, to hike out in the middle of nowhere and camp, knowing that there's, you know, wild bears or tigers or lions or black panthers or whatever. It's not for everybody. It's nature's way of receiving you. It's nature's way. See, I can't just...
Lay there with your thoughts.
Right, you know, I mean, my folks, they would just, you know, oh, we're going to bed, and they, boom. Showed up, shawty, what'd he do? Yeah. Pimpin'. Oh, boy. What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of Air Magazine. Juice, I keep it running. Bad than a mother. Oh, now nah. You're a bad girl. Better you. If you're a bad girl. Players, when you see me, act like you know me. I keep a dollar worth of dimes. No pimping ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug? If you're a bad girl.
In your time working, did you ever come to learn that somebody working for you was actually seriously a lot of trouble for you?
Oh, many times.
Many times?
Oh, my years? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I just wouldn't think of...
You
I
mean
just,
like as stealing from...
Well, that seems logical.
Yes. We used to count all... And I never understood it because I would tell them... You're under camera, you know. We do all these checks. They're always, you know, there's ways to find out. You think you can steal merchandise. You can't, you know. Sure enough. And you think the ones, and you know who it is? The ones who you think they're the most honest. I think I've had, now I went through, I think 7 or 8 stores I worked at. And I've probably, and you have different bookkeepers who do the book work for you. And like they would, the assistants would go around in the old days and collect all the money, cash. And it could be, you know, stores $4,000 or $5,000 you're walking with. Well, they didn't have time to sit around and count it. You know, when you get to the office to deposit in the bank. So the bookkeeper normally would do that, verify what they collected. So he'd have to write it down in an envelope and she'd verify it. I think I probably 4 or 5 bookkeepers we had fired from stealing. And you think, you're sitting there in the office, you know, you see all the cameras, you know how we catch people stealing, and yet you still, you know, do it. It was mind-boggling to me that, why would you risk all that? Just
so did any of them ever, like, say, well, you know?
Oh, they all, oh, yeah. One had a nice pool put in her backyard. I mean, that was the one at the Hyde Park. She bought a car. This is how much she bought a car. She had a above-ground pool back then put in her backyard. That was, you know, you're talking a lot of money. And she caught it. And normally what they would do back then, sweep it under the rug. You didn't want anybody to find out. You don't want Channel 7 News to find out. So they never prosecute, you know. Very rare.
See, that's a problem.
Yeah. Fire him. That's, and then it got to the point, well, even if I fire him, you're going to come and, you know, company's going to call me and ask for reference.
Can't.
I can't tell them.
No.
Yeah, she started on this date and she left on that date.
That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. I literally, there wasn't a place in that store you weren't on video. And what broke it for me was the last time we caught a shoplifter out by myself. It was early in the morning, and I caught this chick. So I'm waiting in the back stock room, and I got her sitting down there. I'm waiting for the cops to show up, Chicago police. And there's a little window, you know, in the stock room. So I'm looking out the window, waiting for the cops to show up at the front doors. Out of the corner of my eye, I see movement, and I just happen to turn this way, and the shovel comes, bam, and hits the door. This little girl picked up a snow shovel, and with the side of it, you know, like an axe, tried to hit me in the head with it. So when it, boom, you know, I like fell over to the side. Well, she jumped up, grabbed the door, and she was running, you know. Well, I got pissed. So I took out after her. We ended up crossing two business streets. I had to go over two fences. She got caught on the second fence. So I'm dragging her back, and I'm pissed because she tried to
kill you.
Pissed. And I was dragging her ass back to that store, man. And all of a sudden, this car stops in the middle. I'm in the middle of like Diversity. You know, it's a busy street. The car slams on its brakes, and I'm thinking, holy shit, what is this, her boyfriend? Just my luck, you know, or another gang member. All of a sudden, the guy goes, here, I'm a retired cop. Here's some handcuffs. Take them, you know, put them on that. You know, he's yelling, put them on that, you know. So I put her on the hood of the car. And this is when you know, before the laws, you couldn't do that. Handcuffed her. And I said, I'm going right there. He goes, yeah, I know. I shop in there all the time. He goes, you can keep them. I got them. I don't have any use for them. To this day, I still have those handcuffs.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That is cool. So.
And that's about when it wrapped it up for me. I said no. Because then I started getting threats. Don't show up to court. We'll be waiting for you. You know.
Did you show up?
Well, yeah. It got to the point where it's like, you know, I don't know if I want to. But they have enough cameras to show. I mean, there was. It was like around the company, you know, showing what could happen. You know, don't always keep an eye on, you know. And you know, first of all, you know, I shouldn't have held her.
Did the video capture the shovel action?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was like talked about. Yeah, yeah. And I'm telling you, it was like, you know, you're looking out the window, and the window had the little wire things that run through it, so you're really not looking, you know, you can see like sort of what's behind you, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where it caught my eye that I saw, I don't know, but I, and why didn't I turn to look at her?
Which would have put you right in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, she would have caught me right in the middle of the forehead. But for some reason, I looked to my left. I don't know why.
I think it's because you just intuitively.
Yeah, maybe I saw it and I said, oh, you know, like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt the. And I got mad. I mean, I really. That. And you used to catch shoplifters, and especially the women, they're crying, my son, my kids, you know?
But did you tell me one time that when you caught a shoplifter, you took his shoes?
Oh, a lot of times. We used to take their shoes.
So they won't run.
At Hyde Park, we used to work. Oh, yeah. This is years. We used to take their shoes all the time.
Very interesting.
Yeah. In fact, that was the one time there when I was an assistant coming up, the manager, we caught two guys in the liquor store, and this guy took a chunk out of that manager's. I mean, he really.
You mean with his mouth?
Yeah, I mean, he bit him. He took a hunk of skin out of his forearm. And this was he was older. He was like, you know, probably in his late 50s at that time, man, you know. So then I'm holding, and I can remember this day. So I got my guy, like, bent over. I'm holding him. Like around his neck, and I got his arms, and he's like a kid, you know, maybe about, you know, 19 or whatever, but a thin, you know, and so I'm holding, and we're sort of over the counter, you know, so I got him, like his head is down, and I can see my boss there, he's struggling, this guy bites him, well, right after he bites him, all of a sudden, the Chicago police walk in, so they got this guy real quick, his guy. They got him down, handcuffed. Then I'm sort of off the side of my eye. I'm looking. I'm still concentrating on my guy. So they're coming over. And so my guy let him up. And I figure, okay, you know, here you guys have him now, you know. This kid, how stupid. He tries to kick the cop right in the nuts. Like hit him like right here. All of a sudden, that cop with his open hand slapped that kid right in the side of his head. And it's like, I can remember this day. It's like like four or five hands, all with handcuffs, trying to cuff this kid as quick as possible. I'm thinking, how stupid are you to try and kick a cop when there's like four cops standing around? You know, I mean, that's
well, how about
stupid.
The woman with the shovel against you? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
Have things gone that
out.
Far south?
Yeah. Oh, it was it bad.
Do you think that woman's parents, when they brought that little baby home, thought that,
yeah,
you know, we can't wait till our daughter grows up and takes a shovel to a...
Nine times out of ten, most of them are all drug addicts anyway. I mean, you could tell, you know. I mean, we over at that store, you catch them and, you know, you see marks. You could tell, you know,
yeah,
either meth or whatever. They got rotten teeth and 40 pounds. But they're stealing, man. I mean, they'd steal anything. I had more cabinets locked up. My assistants would spend all day running around because they'd be with the keys just unlocked, you know.
For customers.
Yeah, you know, aspirin or this and that, you know. Oh, my God. You couldn't do your job.
Does it, in a business like that, where it's that hard, is it worth even having a place there?
I don't even know if they still have that there. I wouldn't even drive down there to check, tell you the truth. I will say, though, across the street was this really nice little diner. That guy used to make just the best soup. I used to send him over there to get me soup all the time. It was so good. And you think, you know, I mean, the area isn't that. It's not
what,
that
what
bad.
Is the actual, is it called like Humboldt Park or what?
No, I don't even know what would that be. Because it's east of where I used to be, it's Harlem. So I don't know what area that is, though.
Well, I want you to know, as you were, you know, sharing that, I felt like I was there with you, and I was even feeling a little unsettled because
yeah,
of the narrowness of that margin. And I don't know if this is the same for you, but I can think of several times in my life when I've had narrow margins and it worked out. You turned your head the
yeah,
right way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Know?
Yeah. There's a couple of times. Right? On you, too? You think, like,
yeah, I do.
I should be dead or at least injured.
Or at least
injured somehow. I should have gotten, you know.
That was like, what was it I asked you here a while back? You know, do you still take chances?
Yeah.
It's not that you even set out, today I'm going to take chance.
No.
It's just in a moment like that, you were, by nature of that job in that location, taking a little more of a chance than if you were out in Bloomingdale or,
oh, yeah,
you know,
oh,
a normal suburb,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
I think you need to incorporate some kind of a hat when you wear the patch. Just go for a complete shift.
Yeah.
You know, very James Bond villain-like.